I want to welcome everyone to the Success Circle High Content Call. This is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, and I want to extend a very warm welcome to all new Success Circle members. You are on the High Content Call. We do have everyone on conference right now, and we're going to get started. I'd like to also welcome the returning Success Circle members. We've got a fantastic high content call for you today that I'm really excited about. But before I introduce our special guest today, I want to remind everyone of some upcoming events that we have going. On the 17th of November, we have a free teleseminar called Make Money and Draw in More Clients While You Sleep, revealed the amazingly simple steps to waking up profitable. I'm going to be sharing a lot of content on this, what it's like to wake up profitable and how you can do that, and real excited about that teleseminar. I'm also, at the end of the teleseminar, going to be making a big announcement about the May 2011 Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive. So you really want to be on this call because it's really going to be a fantastic announcement, and you really don't want to miss the incredible, not only the information I'm going to be sharing, but the incredible announcement that I do have. So that's all you get. You have to register for that call. It's really exciting, and really excited to be announcing that on that call. The second one that we have in December, part of our business growth strategy series of teleseminars, is called The Planning, Promoting, and Profiting Strategies to Become a Bestseller Guaranteed. Now, so many people have asked me how, as a self-publisher, I became a bestseller, so I'm going to reveal a lot on that call. So if you have a book inside you that's just dying to get out, then feel free to register for that call, because I'll be providing a lot of content and information on that call as well, in how to get on the bestsellers list. So real exciting stuff. And I, as I mentioned, the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive, I've just scheduled for May this year, or May of 2011. So for those of you who don't know, that is one of the biggest events of the year that I do, and brings together business owners for 3 solid days. You're focused on working your business and just strategizing, showing you how to bring in recurring passive and leveraged income. We've had some amazing results from people from last year and what they've created in just a matter of 3 months. And it's just pretty incredible what happens during that time. So we're going to be, I'm going to be holding that event in May. It's going to be on a Thursday, Friday, and a part of Saturday. So if you want to jot down these dates for those of you who attended last year, it's going to be Thursday, May 12th, Friday, May 13th, and Saturday, May 14th. So it is going to be held again in Michigan, and it's going to be at the same place, the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Livonia, Michigan. So I'm real excited to be announcing that. Okay, well, let's get started for today's high content teleseminar. My very special guest, Jane Birch, who's the creator of the Marketing Monsoon System, which is a really contains 4 must-have strategies to growing your business using the web. She's also co-creator, along with myself, of a new self-study program called the Continuous Clients and Cash Self-Study Program that helps you to create your own clean, lean lead generation machine. And a lead generation machine is, we teach you how to automatically bring in your preferred prospects, help them to self-select and pre-qualify into your services and programs. And as an online lead generation expert and web strategist, Jane is also the author of the 4 secrets to getting a flood of new business from the web, which you can pick up at www.marketingmonsoon.com. So, Jane, welcome to the Success Circle High Content Call.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you.
So good to have you here, and it was so much fun doing the Continuous Clients and Cash series with you.
It was. Wow.
Yeah, and one of the things, you know, I wanted you to come back, and even the people that couldn't make the four-part series can, you know, pick up the self-study program, which is available in the Success Circle. There's a link to it. But let's talk about today about, lead generation and why it's so important, especially in today's marketplace. But for those people that are just getting started in the Success Circle, or you know, some people that don't even have a lead generation system or know what it is, why don't we start there and just briefly go through, you know, what is a lead generation system?
Okay. Well, it's a lead generation system is a way of automating your prospecting using the web. It's a web-based program, and it basically attracts from various places. Attracts your preferred clients through a number of methods that we'll talk about in a little bit. But attracts your preferred client and signs them up on your gets them onto your email list so you can follow up with them in an automatic way.
Mm-hmm.
Automated system, so you're attracting, engaging them, starting to build a relationship with them, basically on autopilot,
mm-hmm.
using technology, and particularly technology surrounding the web.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty basic description of it.
And, you know, I think that for the people that don't have one, I just kind of want to back up and say, you know, again, we say it's for today's marketplace because habits have changed. And where people are going to get their information is no longer the traditional ways that many people continue to do. I mean, a lot of people, you know, are reassessing their, you know, ads in certain you know, books that people used to go to for their information, but now they're going to the internet and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, I need this, and they're going to the internet right now. And so a lead generation system captures some of that. So in today's marketplace, you know, why, you know, what are some of the other reasons to have a lead generation system on the web?
Well, in addition to the fact that, as you mentioned, that more and more people are getting their shopping, well, they're shopping online, but more than that, they're getting information about what they're looking for, the issues, the problems they're trying to solve, or the products that they're looking for. They're doing their research online, and that's a good thing. This is the information age, so there's more and more of that happening and more information available. And so as a business owner, you want to be found. I mean, you want to be there when your preferred clients are looking for that kind of information. The other reason as a business owner is that you have an opportunity to leverage this technology to save time and to save money and really to grow your business in a quicker way than
mm-hmm.
than you could before, because it really takes a lot of the, you know, the very time consuming activities that you would need to do to, you know, either a cold call or you know, go to, you know, hours and hours of networking meetings or meeting with people face to face to educate your prospects. So there's a lot of what used to go on, you know, in the salesperson's life, that can be automated
mm-hmm.
in the lead generation system. So that's a really big, big reason to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting that still there's so many people that don't have a lead generation system. And I remember when I put mine in, at just how effortless it was to, you know, once it was placed, you know, sitting in a meeting and watching these prospects just come in. Just come in. It's like I opened a door and they were there.
You know, and Lisa, some people will say, well, I have a website.
Yeah.
Why do I need a, you know, what's the difference between having a website and a lead generation system? And it's true that a lead generation system is based, you know, has a website at its core, but it's not what you would consider a traditional website in the sense of a corporate website where you've got, you know, with all your products and services. And most people think of their website as like an online brochure.
Mm-hmm.
They send people just to give them an idea of what they do and who they are. The lead generation system website, the lead capture page part of that system, has a very specific purpose. There's only one thing that someone can do when they go there, and that's to take your offer of something, a valuable product for free and find out more about, you know, what you're doing, or go away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other links or things to distract them or to lead them off into other places.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's an important feature of lead generation for people to understand, too, is, number one, it's okay if they click off because it's obviously not something that they were looking for. So you don't want to spend your time trying to convince people.
Mm-hmm.
They either are or they are not. But this, you know, there's so many distractions and so much information that having a singular focus sometimes, in this case, will get better results because they're singularly focused. They have only one action. Either they put their, you know, information in to get whatever it is that is the free content or not. Now, share with us a bit about the components of a lead generation system.
Well, to start off with, it is a one column, you know, website. Like I said, with just the, but on that page, it has some information about perhaps an ebook or some small offer of a valuable product that you have that kind of gives them an introduction to you and your service and your topic, something that they would want. And there's an opt-in form or a way for your visitor to put their email address and their name and to receive that product. And that that's another component of the lead generation system, which is called an autoresponder. An autoresponder is two things. One, it's a database function that captures all of those names and email addresses and puts them in a list. It's also an automated system that sends out follow-up email to each one of those subscribers. You can load up as many messages, follow-up messages, as you want to, generally, in an autoresponder that goes out in and at intervals that you choose. It could be one a day, or it could be one a week, or one a month. I mean, it's pretty much up to you how often, and up to knowing your market and, you know, how often they want to be, you know, receiving email from you. So there's different, you know, reasons to send them out daily or weekly, depending on what you're doing. So there's that autoresponder. We also put an automatic survey function or an ask function, and you might want to talk about that a little bit later, but the, mm-hmm. but as soon as they've subscribed, put their email address in, they're taken to a page where you are asking them what is most important to them. And that's a really, really great function of the lead generation system because it begins to develop a relationship with,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not just getting email from you. They're starting to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
So it's a really important part of that.
And then the final step in that, after you've asked them the information, you're getting you're getting market data really from them. Then the next step is the actual landing page, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so then there's once they've answered the question or not. I mean, you give them the opportunity to either tell you what's on their mind, or they just click through to get the product. The thank you, what they call the thank you page, is a place where they can pick up the or download what you've offered them. But it's also an opportunity for you to present your products for sale or upsell, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And so your lead generation system automatically takes them through a process of introducing them to your products, to your services, to who you are, to your expertise, and at each step of the way gives them opportunity and choices to get more information or to get closer to you, in a way, to have more access to you and your expertise.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those people that have implemented a lead generation system already or are in the process, and we have a number of Success Circle members that are kind of in process right now, what are some ways that people will get to your lead generation site? Because, you know, it's important that, you know, once you put up a lead generation system, you're going to get organic traffic that just comes there. But what are the, you know, at least three ways that people can find your lead generation system?
Okay, well, that's a really great question. And I just want to say, you know, one disclaimer, you know, about putting up a lead generation system, because the way you build it makes a big difference in the kind of organic traffic that you're going to get. One part of the lead generation system that we hadn't mentioned yet is the importance of doing keyword research and building your lead generation system on keywords that your target market is going to be using to look for your type of business and for your niche. So that's a very important component of a lead generation system. So there are three ways that traffic is going to come to your site. There's three categories of traffic, I should say, and I take these categories from Google Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
We always recommend that you have a way of testing and measuring what's going on in your lead generation system, and Google Analytics is a free service that's offered by Google, and with a little snippet of code in your website, they collect all kinds of data about what's going on, how much traffic you're getting, where it's going, where it's coming from, who is it. So it really gives you a wealth of information about what's happening with your site. So the three ways the traffic come are they can come directly. So, for example, if you're out there networking and you're giving your business card, you always want to put the URL to your lead generation system on your business card, because that's sending people to your site, and or on social media. But direct traffic really is when somebody would put your URL into their browser address bar and click go.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're sending out an email,
yeah,
and you have a link that is recorded in Google Analytics in the same way as them putting it directly in the browser.
Well, and I've had that with my lead generation system. You know, people put in freebusinessplanformat.com, and boom, there's my site, because it's built on those keyword searches that people would put in a search engine anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's the direct traffic, and then there's the search traffic, the organic search traffic,
right,
that you spoke of. We're not talking about Google Ads or any kind of paid advertising. We're talking about organic or free traffic that comes when you appear in the search results page for your particular keyword phrases. And that comes through optimizing, and there's that word, optimizing your website, and that what that means is putting your keyword phrases strategically in and around the pages of your website, and also connecting them to other articles and things that you've published around the web. So there's a whole process that we go through, even just building the lead generation system, that optimizes your website for your keyword phrases. So people will find your website when they put in the keyword phrases into Google, let's say, or Bing, and you appear on the search results page. Hopefully on the first page. That's really important. And the third way is what we call referrals, or what Google calls referrals, and that is when your link is on another website of particularly another website that gets a lot of traffic. So, for example, you put the link to your lead generation page on in a Facebook or Twitter status update.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so that's a live link. It's coming from, say, twitter.com. And somebody sees your status update and clicks on that link and gets to your lead generation page. That's also known as a backlink. Some people heard that term, backlink. So the more backlinks that you create, or referral links that you create out there, the more traffic you get, but it also affects your rankings in Google. So you get, kind of get a twofer there.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the three ways that people can get to your site. And it's a process of building. You need to, over time, lead generation, well, any kind of website, you can't just put it up and expect it to grow and to gain authority. You have to keep putting content on it so that Google is coming, has reason to come back to your website and index the new content. And it has, you also have to be creating more and more backlinks in other various places around the web. And over time, your site becomes more and more important, has more authority in the eyes of Google.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings more and more traffic.
And let's talk about that, because content does attract the search engines, and it's really important to have it. You have that content in more than one place. So, first of all, describe some of the places that people could have their content.
Well, let's maybe even before the places, let's talk about what we mean by content.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. So, content is written. Could be an article, or it could be a video. Videos are. YouTube is the biggest search engine after Google.
Mm-hmm.
So, and video content does get a lot of attention by Google because they own Yahoo. So, two types of content. It could be an audio that you could create an audio series or a podcast, what's known as a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, a series of audios. It can be images. There's a site called Flickr.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can post images that with links, clickable images that send traffic to your site. So these are, some of the basic types of content to think about. So for example, if you're writing articles, there are programs out there that drive traffic with nothing but articles posted on a site called eZine Articles,
mm-hmm.
eZineArticles.com. And eZineArticles.com is very, very high authority. It gets a lot of traffic. And when you write an article and you optimize it correctly and put your link to your site on there, it's a very useful way not only to get traffic, but also to increase the ranking in the Google search for your site. Of course, there's putting a video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk about video content, it's important to have it on your site, but it's also important to have it in the various video directories around the site. Putting a video on Facebook is also a very, Facebook has very high authority, and having a video with a link that points to your site on Facebook is also guaranteed to get you, to boost your ranking and assuming that you have the right keywords, have all your keywords attached to it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep going back to that theme of keywords and how important, content is great, but without the keywords properly placed, it's not going to be as useful to you.
Mm-hmm. And not only just posting any content, but having content that also includes your keyword phrases.
Right. So I just finished writing a book called Constant Content.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're constantly having to create content as a business owner, and how to do that easily. And it's to talk about how to create the content, how to create it easily, and so forth. So you're right. It's important to create content, but it's also with the keywords. But it's also about establishing yourself as a market expert.
Mm-hmm.
The more content that you create and post and put around the internet, that's not just anything, but quality content that people are going to want to read, that's valuable. That's really what gets you the traffic. Because if it's gobbledygook,
mm-hmm.
sometimes people can buy these. You can buy these programs that will spin articles, and so you get articles that really don't make any sense.
But
you have the keyword phrases out there. So it's important to have the keyword phrases, but it's also very important to have articles that actually make sense and that contribute value
mm-hmm.
to your reader.
Well, and you've mentioned, too, not only, and I just want to repeat some of those resources that you provided. One of them was Ezine Articles. That's EZINEarticles.com. And with constant content, too, now that's part of the continuous clients and cash.
That's one of the bonuses.
Right, yeah. So, and that's, I think people underestimate, too, how valuable that is. But if someone's looking for the solution that you provide and you've got the right keyword phrases and you come up in the first 3 to 5 slots in Google, what are the chances that they're going to land on something that you provide, whether it's your main website, your lead generation system, or something that you put in an article that leads them to you, preferably your lead generation system?
Yes. Well, I'm practicing a process for my own business and for my clients that essentially has you dominate the search page
mm-hmm.
for your keyword phrases,
mm-hmm.
so that if you put web business marketing, which is my main keyword phrase for Marketing Monsoon, into Google, you'll see pretty much that I have some site or another, either articles or something to do with web business marketing, I have the whole front page or the whole first page of Google for
mm-hmm.
that keyword phrase. That's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you want people, when they search for that keyword phrase, for you to come up as the obvious choice, the expert
mm-hmm.
in that area.
So the whole purpose of creating content then is obviously to become a subject matter expert. But also to increase your rankings on Google so that when people do search for the solution that you provide, you become the content expert, you're there, and you're visible.
Yes.
And by that visibility, you've also created that credibility because you're coming up in the first 5 slots.
Exactly.
Okay. Where do people start with creating content?
Well, creating content is probably the one of the most challenging aspects of being in web marketing for most business owners, because most people aren't writers, or don't think of themselves as writers. So I've created a system to make that easy. But the first place that I generally recommend that people go to for ideas for creating articles. Now, when we say articles, if you're putting an article on your blog, it can be as short as 2 or 3 paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
It can be little sound bites. When you have a lead generation system with an ask page, you're going to be getting questions. people are going to say, you know, what they want to know. So the first thing to do is to go to your database of questions and answer the questions. So you can create short, you know, mini articles around the questions. Also, along that same line, we created a series of, I just created a series of 20 videos that was that were created on answering a list of 20 questions. First 10 were the frequently asked questions that I get from business owners, and then the second 10 were questions that I felt business owners should be asking about lead generation and about web marketing for business.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those little videos is, you know, maybe one to 3 minutes, and I just, you know, very, you know, I answer one of those questions in each of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have created a little ebook answering those questions.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, I think, sometimes people think it has to be long, especially the videos, you just want it to be, you know, one to 3 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
And two, with the content, with the articles, now I tend to write longer articles, and people know that. But, you know, there's value in a short article. Also, that creates your keyword phrases, and that's short, and that is, people can just bite it off and chew it, and it's really easy. and so I think those are kind of important elements to creating content. As well, that you bring up.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do we have time for me to give a little bit technical tip to people?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Content? Okay. So you want to, for your lead generation system, which we instruct people to build them on WordPress, you have an automatic, you already have a blog attached to it. So it really helps your traffic and your ranking to continually put articles in that blog. The best way to do that is to write an article about 3 paragraphs long. Make sure that you put your keyword phrase in the title, in the first line, or the first paragraph, the first line of the first paragraph, in somewhere in the middle, and then again, in the last paragraph or the last sentence. And when you do that, when you format it on your blog, make sure that you make those, just the keyword phrases, put some kind of special formatting on them, like make them bold or italicized or something like that. And so that all of those things are very attractive to the search engine. And, you know, that's how you optimize your articles on your website. It's as simple as that.
Fantastic tip. So in the title, in the first paragraph, in the middle, and towards the end?
Yes, towards the end, towards possibly in the last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to put your keyword phrases over and over and over again. I mean, that represents about maybe 2% density, you know, what they call keyword density.
Mm-hmm.
Number of keywords to the whole number of, you know, whole word count.
Right. So if your keywords were, you know, business plan, you want business plan to be in that article.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think what's important too is some of the, you know, like the e-zine articles and .com, you know, if you have too many of your keywords and repetitive, it's going to reject it too.
Yeah.
And
trigger.
Yeah. And it's going to, so I think, you know, that's great advice, and but you don't want to use it over to into excess. So I think that's important too to understand. So that's a great tip that you provide, and I think where sometimes people get hung up is, you know, how am I going to create that content, and that's a great, those are some great tips, especially where people think, gee, what am I going to write about? Well, the ask you know, part of the lead generation system, I think, is a great place, because you're asking somebody what's their biggest struggle or, frustration about whatever. It could be, let's say you're a, maybe you sell vitamins. So, you know, what's your biggest struggle about health, about staying, you know, motivated at 3 p.m. in the afternoon? and I'm sure you could get a lot of ideas from the ask page alone. Now, some people too, Jane, I'm sure you get this, I get this all the time too, is they're concerned with giving away their ideas, at the same time creating content. Now, I have my own opinion about that, but I'd like to know what your opinion is, about, you know, in creating, you know, a presence and creating, you know, that subject matter expert, reputation. What suggestions do you have for creating content without giving the store away?
Well, think about a funnel or a process that people will go through. Mostly what people are looking for is answers and solutions, and they're looking for a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the content is almost a way to, you know, to help them to get to know you better. It's a way to educate them and make them more educated buyers. So if you think of your written content or your video content as a way to educate, you know, the buying habits of your market, I think it's less painful to think about giving away something that you've slaved over and written. Or, you know, a video that you've made. So in the funnel, you have the wider part at the top, and those are the products that are either free or very low cost. You need to really give people a reason to give you their email address, and they're much more likely to opt in to get a product than they are to pull out their credit card. So the funnel allows you to layer and give them different choices for that require, you know, increasing level of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier for someone to give their email address to get something than it is to pull out their credit card. So I know, you know, some people want to say, well, you know, this is really valuable. I want them to buy it, you know, right on my landing page. But the truth is that, you know, most people aren't going to buy the first time they land on your page. So make it easy for them to at least get into your funnel, get into your system. So that's I think the biggest reason to offer some products for free. And you're also going to be offering, these articles and things all over the web, and some of it should be free. Now, some of it should be should have some monetary value and monetary cost to it as well. So you layer your funnel so that you have valuable but, not as intense content at the top, and then you give them an opportunity to upsell or get more and more more and more content.
Mm-hmm.
As they consume your products, they're going to want more.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's when they're more likely to buy the premium version or the premium product that you have to offer.
Mm-hmm. And I think that people need to think about too. A lot of times business owners get into the habit of creating something, product or service or, you know, the way they think their market wants or what they think their market wants without even asking.
Yes.
If that's really what it is. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Right. Well, that's one of my kind of unbreakable rules for
yeah.
successful internet marketing. And that's really kind of the old way, you know, the old, you know, industrial age thinking. But a lot of times I'll have, you know, hear business owners say, okay, I've got this great product now, you know, tell me how to attract people to it, how to get people to buy it.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's really, especially on the internet, it's upside down. You need to find a market who's looking for something and then provide that for them. You know, so you provide what they want to buy, not what you think they want to buy.
You know, I think that's an important point. And you know, I think a lot of times too, Jane, that people think, and again, this is simply because they've seen, I think, over time, people, you got to have a website, Well, now the website, a traditional corporate website, plays a much less central role. I've said that over and over, because it does, because people are going to find you in different ways. I believe that, this is just my own system, part of the entrepreneurial ed system, that you really need to send people through the lead generation system first, rather than a corporate website. Would you then agree with that?
I would, and here's why. Because what we know is that the conversion rate, or the rate of people taking action on a corporate website, you know, with all the tabs and links in it and so forth, is probably no more than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 100 visitors to your corporate website, maybe one of them is going to, you know, actually make a phone call or, you know, sign up for your newsletter or something like that. Whereas if you have a lead generation system, you can get it varies, but, you know, how well you put it together, you can get more like, you know, 20 to 30, 50, you know, sometimes more percent conversion. You know, the number of people that are coming to your site and actually giving you their email address. Because once they go to your website and they click off again, they're probably not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's most people don't come back unless they have a reason to come back. They say, oh, that's a nice website, and oh, that's interesting, and they're gone. So that's why we call it the lead generation system, because when people come to that landing page with the opt-in, they're really qualifying themselves,
mm-hmm.
by signing up or not signing up. You know, they really are raising their hand. Yes, you know, I'm one of your, you know, potential prospects.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that there's too, how it just reverses the sales process. Rather than you pushing your stuff on them, you're saying, hey, this is available, and they're deciding to opt in at that point, and they're saying, yes, I want what you're offering.
Yeah.
And they're saying, yes, please send it to me, and yes, please communicate with me. And, you know, I think it changes that whole notion of what sales is from that push marketing, which is really, you know, in many cases outdated, to more of the pull marketing. And you're going to get more pull marketing on the social media sites anyway, too. You don't want to push sell on there, because you'll be, you know, unfriended. you know, so I think those are important things. Now, you have also worked on an additional kind of lead generation system. And for anyone listening to this call, they can actually pick that up, correct? Why don't you tell us a little bit about the whole notion of, you know, your whole project that you have on the videos?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so I'm implementing what we, both Lisa, you and I taught in the continuous clients and cash,
mm-hmm.
in my own business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I use the setup of this site as a demonstration in the webinar,
mm-hmm.
and in the videos. So it is a lead capture page, and the product that I'm offering is 20 answering, you know, question and answer videos
mm-hmm.
that take people through the whole realm of questions around lead generation and web marketing, particularly for traditional businesses. And the very first question is, well, why, you know, do I need web marketing if my business is local? You know, if my market is, you know, completely local and, you know, maybe they're not necessarily going to buy from me or have, you know, necessarily have products to purchase online. And so I take each of those questions and consider them. They get those, so when you sign up, you get those videos or the link to those videos in your email about every, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm. And so this is another form. You know, there's a couple of forms of lead generation. One is they can go to a page and they can pick up an ebook, an audio. This is just another form, and in this case, it's using videos.
Right. And there's other. You know, I also give away my 4 secrets
mm-hmm.
to getting a flood of new business off the web. So they get that ebook, but that's not. You know, that's kind of a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
To the videos, and also a ticket to a teleseminar that you and I are going to be giving.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll also be able to hear that get all the clients you need free teleseminar. So on the thank you page, there is a form to register for that free teleseminar.
Mm-hmm.
And it also will give more information about the continuous clients and cash.
And I just want to make sure that we give them that. So for the video series, they can check it out at businessleadgenerationvideos.com. That's business lead, L-E-A-D, generation, G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-O-N, videos, with an S, V-I-D-E-O-S, .com. And they just put their information in there, and they'll get the videos that come right to their email. And that's your lead generation system.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, why don't we have a few more minutes, Jane? How about you kind of entice them with what are some of the 4 secrets that they're going to learn about? Can you share just different tidbits without giving it away?
The 4 secrets of getting flood of new business on the web.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. It's. These are 4 must-have strategies
mm-hmm.
that, you know, what I've discovered, my experience and experience of other people, is that if you follow these strategies, you will not only increase your income through using the internet, but you will get more business. So it has to do with finding your market, so being very, very clear, and also finding, understanding of, you know, who your market is and what language they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next strategy is how you get in the way. You know, how do you build your presence out there so that people can find you, your preferred clients can actually find you online. And the third strategy is about relationship building and how you enter into that conversation and build trust and really a loyal following, because that's really what we're in the process of here. We're not in the process of sales. You know, we're in the process of building a market.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's an important thing that you've mentioned, Jane, because you want to, you know, I think sometimes people think, oh, lead generation, great, you know, I'm going to build my list, I'm going to build it fast. Yes, but you also want people... You want to build a genuine list of quality. You know, this is not about quantity. This is about quality. And you can have a list of, you know, unqualified people that are on your list that never, you know, read your emails again or view your videos. And, you know, you can have a list of, you know, 10,000 people. But if nobody's buying... ever, then it's really not a good list. Would you agree with that or disagree?
I would agree with that. And, like I said, you're looking to build a loyal following. So it's not just some anonymous list. I mean, you may have 10,000 people on your list, but there's going to be a core of people who are just your raving fans.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's, when you talk about getting in the way, and you want the people that, you know, want to receive the information from you on a regular basis.
You know, I have people who, you know, maybe 6 months even after they've been on my list for a while, they call me up and they say, you know, I've been getting your emails, or I'll run into them in a networking meeting, you know, mm-hmm. they're local, and it's like, you know, they act like they know me.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but they've been on my list.
Right.
You know, I've been building a relationship with them, you know, without my even having to participate mm-hmm. in some way.
Well, and I think that's an important thing about videos, is a lot of people, because they can see you, and it's no surprise that the conversion rates are higher with videos, but, you know, it's because they just kind of like when movie stars, you know, you're on a movie, or, you know, you see somebody on television, you connect with them, there's almost this attachment, this relationship that you feel you have with them. You know, because in some cases they share information, pieces, you know, of their personal, what I call their personal professional life, you know, with you. And so you tell those stories to, you know, like you said, create those relationships with people. Okay, so you gave us three strategies. Is there a fourth?
Yes, the fourth strategy is to give them what, you know, what they really want in the form of information products. Having, you know, creating information products. And we talked about content earlier. The other reason you want to create content is to create products for sale. Digital products that you can provide on an automated basis on your website. It gives you several things. One, it gives you a way to, again, connect with and give your prospects choices, but it also gives you a passive income.
Mm-hmm.
You do that work once, and then you sell it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty of the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and when you set those systems up, then, you know, as you said, it works like clockwork once you have all those systems set up. Right. Any last minute tips for people that, you know, are just sort of, you know, let's sort of categorize them. People just starting out. What's kind of like a very first step they want to think about as it relates to lead generation?
Well, any of the things that we've talked about in terms of activities really are, really start with the fundamentals of knowing your market really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you've really clarified and narrowed your target market.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the very, very first step. I mean, if you're not even to that point yet, I would watch the videos in the businessleadgenerationvideos.com, because that, you know, those 20 videos explain all kinds of aspects of web marketing for business owners. You know, how social media works in, what video marketing is all about. We also go into some of the basics of the lead generation, you know, so they can review that. We talked about some of that tonight. But, in you know, each little video kind of gives a different aspect of how this all works.
Mm-hmm. And what about people that have already an established lead generation system? Tips? Any other tips for them?
If you already have your lead generation system up and running,
mm-hmm.
I would, your next goal is to continue to increase the authority of your website and just, you know, keep putting content out there, driving traffic through posting content that, you know, has backlinks back to your site, and just, you know, getting that URL all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And one of the important things that you've already said was measure it. Measure it because you can't manage what you don't measure. And I think that's really important because you may need to tweak some things. So even though it was working at one point and you've got great conversion rates, you need to look at that data and those metrics, I think, in my opinion, to make sure that they continue to work and it's continuously bringing in that identified preferred client or preferred prospect.
Right.
Great. And again, I just want to reiterate the website that they can pick up your videos is www.businessleadgenerationvideos.com, businessleadgenerationvideos.com, and you can get more information of Jane. Jane, thank you so much again for coming on the Success Circle.
I enjoyed it so much.
And it's great having you. And I just wanted to mention, if you came on the call late, we've got a couple free teleseminars coming up. The one in November is part of the Business Growth Strategy teleseminar series, and that is on the 17th of November. And it's called Make Money and Draw in More Clients While You Sleep, The Amazingly Simple Steps to Waking Up Profitable. And you can get that scheduled right on the Success Circle. There's a link to it, and also a free teleseminar in December, Planning, Promoting, and Profiting Strategies to Become a Bestseller, and that is on December 9th. And those are both at, I believe, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So with that, again, Jane, thanks so much for coming on. And I want to also thank everyone in the Success Circle members for coming on today's high-content call. Just a reminder, we are also having the Q&A call on Tuesday, November 23rd. Remember to email info@accelerateassociates.com with any questions that you have, whether it's about this high-content call today or regarding a question that you have about your business or working through the Entrepreneurial Edge system for those of you who are still working through their systems. So be happy to answer those on the Q&A calls, and remember to also schedule your laser coaching call for December. We're already booking up for that. So I want to thank everyone again for coming, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.